Blog Talk Radio.
Say, wait a minute. You clowns are on dope.
Ladies and gentlemen, Brilliant Ideas Radio presents Grills Gone Wild. Hosted by your two favorite bad boys of Foodie Radio. And now, here are your hosts. Hailing from parts unknown, it's the man with the master plan, Brilliant Ideas, and his co-host, Crispy. The studio number is 714-242-5272. Once again, the studio number is 714-242-5272.
Good evening, everyone out there in Blog Talk Radio land. This is Grills Gone Wild, and this is Brilliant Ideas and his humble host, Crispy, out in Florida. The crowd is cheering. Welcome back, Crispy.
Yay! Woo! Yay!
They're all glad you're back. Welcome back, my friend. Where you been?
I had some problems last Saturday.
We missed you, but the show went on without you, as you noticed. But welcome back, and I was just sitting here thinking, we have no clue when we do these shows whether there's one person listening, 100 people listening, 1,000 people listening, or a million people listening. We just keep on talking, and right now we could be talking to absolutely no one out there.
Well, with the feedback from last week's show, it sounded like a million people were listening.
That was pretty cool. If you went back and listened to the replays, it actually sounded pretty cool. We sounded like we were like, what was that, Devo? Was that the name of that band? Devo? Oh, we kind of had that Devo sound?
Devo, yeah. Like, whip it real good.
So what have you been up to, Mr. Crispy?
Not much. Did you have a fourth?
Yes, I had a fourth, and I had a couple of fifths on the fourth.
Awesome.
How about you?
I don't know if you saw the picture I posted. I thought it would be cool if I taped some sparklers to a bottle rocket.
Right.
And the bottle rocket was being held in a styrofoam cup, and that didn't work out, but there's an awesome pic of something coming towards the camera and a blur of the street light out front.
Oh, yeah, I did read something about, did you burn off your eyebrow or something?
Almost took out my eye. It was awesome. See, when you get older, you just don't learn. My neighbor across the street was like, do you need help? I'm like, I need a drink. That's what I need.
Well, looks like so far, I don't know if we're going to have our guest. Here we go again. But she was supposed to call in at 7 o'clock sharp, which was 10 o'clock her time. According to the Mickey Mouse hands on the clock, she's on the East Coast in New York, and I believe that's 10 o'clock. Is it 10 o'clock out there on the East Coast, Crispy?
Right now it is 10:03. You will be proud of me. I made some burgers, and we had talked about a recipe a while ago.
Yeah.
And I made Havarti cheeseburgers tonight on oat nut bread.
Oat nut bread?
Right, oat nut toasted bread.
Ooh, yeah. Fancy.
Yeah, it was pretty good. It was pretty alright.
What kind of burgers?
Just regular ground beef with some seasonings that me and you talked about a recipe a while ago on burger shrinkage.
Yeah.
And I decided to put some small chunks of Havarti cheese into the burger mix, and it came out rather well. It came out pretty tasty.
Yeah, I was talking to Liz today, one of our listeners, and she made a turkey burger, and she used Frank's hot sauce, and I think that was all she put in, Frank's hot sauce and turkey burger. She says one of the best turkey burgers she ever had, so a real simple burger, just take turkey meat, throw in some Frank's hot sauce, grill it up on the grill, and you got yourself, she said it tastes like kind of like a hot wing.
Nice.
And I just finished grilling, my God, I went to Costco, and they had grilled...
You mean Bosco.
Oh, that's right. Oh, you know what? Wait.
Oh,
I didn't read our disclaimer. Crap.
Whoops.
I got to read the disclaimer before I start saying things like Bosco. Right. All opinions, comments, and representations made by our host and their guests are strictly for entertainment purposes only. And, well, that's at least what we hope we're doing is entertaining you. So I had to get that out of the way. But I went to Bosco, and I got boneless spare ribs, pork ribs, and put the old fancy barbecue boozer sauce on that with some marinade, and also got some sirloin steaks. I got enough here to feed probably like a small army. And
I know you always cook mass amounts of food. It's like crazy. It's like you got enough for like to eat for the whole week and some.
Well, it's me and the burger babe, and we ate like, I don't know, we maybe ate like a half pound of meat, and there's got to be like 6 or 7 pounds of meat still on the plate, but we got enough to last us the rest of the weekend and probably next week too, but man, was it good. And if you go to Bosco, you can get good deals there if you don't mind buying like a whole truckload at a time.
Yeah, I've only been in Costco once. I helped a friend put down some new floors, and she bought those snap together wood pergo floors from Bosco.
Right.
And,
right.
That was an interesting learning experience. Oh yes, measure before you go cutting stuff.
Yeah. What's that old saying? It says measure twice to cut once.
Something like that. I learned that with my house in Rochester with drywall. I'm like, wasn't there an electrical socket here? I think so. I had to pull the sheet down, and I was like, oh, you little booger, you.
Oh, you little booger, you. Then all of a sudden, you got electrical work to do, right?
Yeah, pretty much. We ended up calling someone else to come do it. I gave up.
Well, I'm going to play some ads, and guess I'm actually playing, since your ad is looking at me straight in the face, and you're back in the voiceover business, right?
Sure. Why not?
Yeah, well, you're not. I won't play your ad, but I figured, what the heck? I was looking at me. It says Crispy's new ad, so I figured I would play Crispy's new ad. Here you go.
Is your website missing that extra zing? Do you need a radio commercial? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then I can help you. Hello, I'm Christopher Trimble, and I am a voiceover artist. I offer these great services. Website intros, corporate presentations, audiobooks, radio commercials, and much, much more. Check out my site, www.christophertrimble.com, or you can call 407-556-5506. Once again, that phone number is 407-556-5506. Making noise since 1970.
And we don't want to know what kind of noise, but if you have anything that you want for your website, or you have an ad or something you want Mr. Crispy to fix you up on, go to his website, ChristopherTrimble.com, and he will make some noise for you. And since we're on this roll of doing ads and we're waiting for our guest to show up, it's time for cigars. You want a cigar, Crispy?
Yeah, a cigar, in fact, yes, I would.
All right, well, hold on.
Hey, Mr. Brilliant Ideas, what's new?
Hey, Crispy, check out what I got today. I got a box of cigars from the Don Pablo Cigar Factory.
Awesome! I was just checking out the website for the Don Pablo Cigar Factory over at www.donpablocigars.com.
Yeah, did you know they have a great selection of cigars like natural, sweet, and Maduro?
They also have cognac, vintage, and aromatic cigars as well.
The Don Pablo Cigar Factory has their very own cigar makers, each with over 30 years experience, and they are masters in their field.
Every cigar sold at the Don Pablo Cigar Factory is handmade and hand-rolled from scratch right in front of the customer. How cool is that? The Don Pablo Cigar Factory can be reached at 1-800-537-4957. Once again, that phone number is 1-800-537-4957. Order your cigars today from www.DonPabloCigars.com.
How cool is that? I love you got so much emotion with your advertising there.
Right. Well, it's kind of different because when you're on the radio, you're like, da-ba-de-da, da-da-da, and I'm like, sound like Eeyore's had too many cocktails. I'm like, yeah, awesome, great, woo-hoo, yay.
Yeah, but when I'm on these ads, it's like, hey, Crispy, look, a die got in the mail. It's like, good God. It's like, get a little emotion there, guy.
Well, I
anyway,
new software,
if you want,
so I'm psyched about it. I got some new recording software to bring my craft to another level. Yeah.
Yeah, you need to do some fancy stuff on these next ads and keep me out of it. That's probably the best thing to do.
Nah, that one was a different kind of ad, and it was a challenge, but we got her done, as Larry the Cable Guy would say.
Well, you mean Carrie the Label Guy?
Oh yes, Carrie the Label Guy, the Label Chick.
Yes. And by the way, all kidding aside, check out their cigars. They are smooth. They are good. If you happen to see my ugly mug on Facebook, you saw me smoking one of the Don Pablo Cigar Factory cigars. They're hand-rolled. They're perfect. And speaking of mugs, I think if anybody's listening, I don't even know if anybody's listening, but if anybody's listening, I think we can give away a free mug. How about that?
Nice. Yeah, my friend Kelly actually was swinging through town, and she stopped by, and I gave her a Brilliant Ideas mug.
Well, good for you. That means you got, what, one left?
Right. So we have one in North Florida, one wherever my friend Chris lives. He won the one off the show. And then me. So we need some people down south or Florida to get some coffee mugs, and all over the globe. Yeah.
Boy, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to give away a free mug, since our guest has not called in, to anybody right now who calls into the show and calls the famous number 714-242-5272 and can tell us hello. That's all you got to do is just call up and say hello. You will get a free coffee mug with a Brilliant Ideas radio with our ugly mugs on the side. This is a way to test to see if anybody's listening, Crispy. If no one calls, we're in trouble.
And that number is 727?
Oh, no, 714-242-5272. What number are you calling?
I don't know. I for some reason, I thought it was 727. 242.
And while we're waiting for a caller, I guess it's time to talk about Albuquerque seasonings. And speaking of all the meat that I grilled tonight, I had their barbecue seasoning and also that green chili seasoning. That green chili seasoning, I swear, I mean, you can put it on anything. But
oh, when you told me how addictive the green chili rub was, I was like, yeah, we'll see. And, you know, I'm not experienced in the rubs as far as cooking. But out of all those rubs that I received from Albuquerque, the green chili one is the one that's going the fastest.
It's amazing. It's, and here's what great. You do. Here's one for you. Take some frozen French fries, right? Get some cheap frozen French fries, and lay them out on a cookie pan, and then spray them with a little bit of olive oil, and then sprinkle the green chili rub on top of them, and bake them. Oh my God!
Ooh.
It's like addictive. It's like eating popcorn at the movie theater.
That sounds pretty good right there.
Yeah, it's cheap too.
I may have to try that. I actually put some on a cheap frozen pizza.
You know, actually, I tried it on pizza, too. I put some pizza with some cinnamon and the green chili rub, and it actually came out really good. Frozen pizza with that, it worked out perfect. I'm going to play their ad while we're sitting here waiting for someone to call for a free coffee mug. And here's Albuquerque's ad, and everybody go out to his website and buy some.
Has your dinner been tasting a little bland lately? Do you love to barbecue? If you answered yes to these questions, then I have a great solution for you. Let Albuquerque Seasonings spice up your next meal. Albuquerque Seasonings offers rubs and sauces that feature New Mexico chili products that add a distinctive taste with a southwestern kick. Check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/Albuquerque. Follow us on Twitter at Albuquerque Barbecue. And most importantly, check out the website and order some great rubs and sauces over at www.albuquerqueseasonings.com. That's spelled Albuquerky seasonings.com.
Yes, check out albuquerqueseasonings.com. Thank you to our sponsors, and no one's calling in, so I'm going to make it even more interesting. I see Deborah Hodges on the chat room. Deborah, if you call in right now to the tell us hello and tell us what time it is on the East Coast, you will win a free coffee mug.
Or how many likes on the Facebook page we need. So Chrissy. So the wonderful co-host with lots of senior moments can dress up in a tutu and a cowboy hat and sing, "I'm a little teapot, short and stout." Yeah.
Well, you know what? When you do that, I think I will start calling you Chrissy.
Chrissy.
So, Deborah, we're waiting for you to call. I see you in the chat room. If you'd like to call and win the free mug, I'll even throw in a jar of green chili Albuquerque seasoning along with the free mug. That ought to get them to call in. Nope, there you go.
714-242-5272. Once again, that phone number is 714-242-5272.
Well, we're not getting any phone calls. I don't know. Oh. Maybe the system's not working. Maybe our poor guest is trying to call in and they're not getting through. So
I did see an interesting article on this food website. Apparently, this person made a burger that was entirely made out of bacon. They put the bacon strips through, like, to make it into, like, a ground beef type texture.
Right.
So, and the sauce was made with bacon bits. The cheese apparently had bacon in it, and it was just, like, it was crazy. It looked really good.
And your point?
Oh, it just looked really good. In fact, it's making me hungry.
All right, Deborah, I see you're on the chat room, and you want the number? It's 714-242-5272. She's saying number, please. All right, well, that's the number. What other number do you want? 714-242-5272. You will get a free mug and some Albuquerque seasoning. We got a caller.
Uh-oh.
We have a caller, and here we go. Let's see. I don't know if it's our guest or if it's someone calling in. Good evening. Who's calling?
It's Deborah.
Deborah, see, you're the only person listening who wants a free mug and also some green chili Albuquerque seasoning.
Yay, Deborah. Woohoo. Yeah.
Welcome to the show. How are you tonight?
I'm doing pretty good.
Now,
I just got on the internet and saw that you guys were on, so I decided I'd check you out.
Well, what are the magic words? What do you say you had to say to win the prize? Did you hear that part?
Tutu.
Tutu. All right, that works.
That'll work.
When you get a chance, send me your address, and I'm going to send you some of the Albuquerque seasoned green chili rub. It's the best stuff in the world. You can put it on pancakes, eggs. You can put it on pork. You can put it on beef. You can put it on – I think you'd actually probably shower and use it as deodorant. It's so good. But we'll send you a mug also. So send me your address, and we'll send that to you.
Okay, that'd be no problem.
Oh,
no
by
problem
the way, Deborah,
yes.
where are you located?
I'm in Marietta, Georgia.
All right. Okay. Here we go. Drum roll. Deborah, what time is it on the East Coast?
What time is it?
Yes.
It's 10:20 p.m.
All right. Thank you.
Yes, me and Deborah are on the same time because she's the next state over.
Right. You're down in Florida, aren't you?
Yep, I'm in Mickey Mouse Town. Yes.
Oh, okay. Orlando.
Yes. Woohoo.
Well, I'm having problems with the guest understanding what time to call in, and I just wanted to make sure that I was right. I thought it was 10:20, and the person is supposed to call in at 10 o'clock tonight, but we have no guest. But anyway, thank you for clearing that up, Deborah. Send me your address, and I'll send you your free gifts.
Well, thank you so much.
All right. Well, thank you for listening, and sit back, and we don't know what's going to happen next because we got nothing else planned.
Well, I'm sure you guys will handle it.
Well, thank you. Talk to you later.
All right, sweetie.
All right, well,
bye.
All right, so we got ourselves, we gave out a free mug and some Albuquerque seasoning, and I'm actually going to, let me just try, well, we know the phones are working, so it's not that. I got a question for you, Crispy.
Sure.
Fire away. What do you think is the number one flavor, I guess flavor, would that be the right way? How do people usually order their pizza? What's the number one way people order their pizzas?
I'm going to guess either cheese pie or just plain with pepperoni pie.
Yeah, pepperoni is the winning answer. 38% in a survey that was done recently by Zagat, wherever the heck Zagat is, or are we supposed to say Zagat? I guess we could say Zagat. Zagat did a survey. 38% of the people asked for pepperoni. 34% of the people actually do not like anchovies. 50%, this is one. 51% of the people add, you know those little red pepper things in the little shaker can?
Yes.
51% of the people add pepper to their pizza. And how many do you think actually blot their pizza with a napkin before they eat it?
I think a lot of people do.
Yeah, it was 32%. I've never blotted my pizza, to be honest with you. I just let it drip and roll down my arm and all over my shirt. But
right,
I've never
I just let it fall right into my crotch while the pizza's hot. Because I'm a klutz when I eat. I need like a rubber bib.
And what do you think the average price for a slice of pizza is nationwide?
A slice of pizza?
Yeah.
I'm going to guess between $1.50 and $2.
That's what I would have thought, but it says the average cost of nationwide pizza at a retail establishment is $2.99 a slice.
$2.99,
and if you throw in California, the average cost of a slice of pizza was $3.24.
It's crazy because I follow a local pool hall here in Orlando. And I guess they started serving food, and they just showed a slice of pizza like a day ago. I'm
right.
Not going to mention the name. It's a cool pool hall, but this pizza looked like a frozen Tony's pizza. And I was like, you want that much for that? That looks like a frozen piece of pizza.
Well, that's a whole pizza. What do you think the average price for a whole pizza is?
A whole pizza? $17 to $20?
That's what I would have thought, like 20, but it's actually the average nationwide versus average all over the country is $15.84.
Oh, wow. I remember as a kid, my dad would get anchovies on half the pizza.
Right.
Somehow that anchovy juice would drip down to the outside or whatever, and I'd bite into the side without the anchovies, and you could still taste it. My dad like, quit complaining. It's just a little fish. You know, like, it's gross.
But I've always wondered, who ever thought that up to begin with?
I have no idea.
Hey, we got callers.
We do. Awesome.
I don't know. 218. That's a East Coast number, isn't it?
It might be up north. It might be our guest. I don't know.
That might be our guest. And we've also got one that's got too many numbers on it. It's like a foreign number. So I'm going to take that one first because I have no idea, but it's got like 12 digits on it. So either somebody from the government's calling us, or I don't know, but I'm going to see who this is. Good evening. This is Grillion Ideas, Grills Gone Wild. Whoever this person is with a long phone number, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Trimble.
Oh, I know that voice. That is Peter from across the pond.
Yeah.
Across the pond?
Yeah, you certainly do.
Yes, our first international caller.
Wow. So where are you calling from?
Newcastle upon Tyne in the UK.
Oh, no kidding. Because you have all these digits up here. It's like this long list of numbers. I'm thinking, who the heck is that? Cool. So you're listening. It's good,
yeah.
Good morning over there, huh?
Yeah, it's about, well, it's half past three, God, and I've just woken up.
Peter's
yeah,
a national spy. He's
Peter's
a
what?
He's a man of mystery.
Ah, Peter's a
yeah,
man of mystery.
I'm an old friend of Foodie here.
Well, a friend of his is a friend of mine. Welcome to the show. Did you want to tell us anything exciting about what's going on in the UK?
Not much. We're just having terrible weather during the summer, you know. It's more like autumn or, rainy spring.
Huh.
It's
awful. You guys eat pizza in the UK, right?
Yeah.
What's it cost for a slice of pizza, though, in the UK?
A slice? It's £1.60 in the Granger market. In fact, I've just been there during the week because it's been National Market Week as well.
Okay.
So I can post that up on, well, I'll put it on Chris's last status.
So it's like a so it's £1.50?
Yeah, it's £1.60 for a slice in the city market.
So what does that equate to in US dollars?
Ooh, that's probably about $1.
Ooh.
$1?
Yeah, I'm not sure on the conversion rate, but I know it's, well, slightly more pounds and pence to the dollar.
Well, it looks like, Crispy, what we need to do is go to the UK and buy our pizza, because it's only $1 over there. It's $2.99 over here.
I know, right? That's crazy.
Really? Really? I can go up to the freezer shop up my look. You know, up the village and get a whole pizza for £1 and cook it for myself.
A whole pound? A whole pizza for £1?
Yeah.
No kidding.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we know where we need to move, Crispy.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, man. Well, Crispy knows he's always welcome over here.
Yes, we'll start a gang.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for calling in, Peter. I guess we got another call coming in. It may be our guest who's calling in, so let's see if it is. And thank you for calling from way over on the UK.
Oh, yeah, very welcome.
All right,
guys. I'll see you later.
Care. All right, later.
Bye now.
Hey, that's pretty cool.
He posted. I posted on my Facebook. We were giving away free coffee mugs.
Oh man, talk about the shipping on that! I'm glad he didn't win.
he may have called on Skype.
Oh no, it came through as a number. All right, I'm gonna find out who this person is. If it's our guest, we ain't got a whole lot of time, so we better hurry up. Let's see. Good evening. This is Green Ideas Radio. Who's calling?
This is Raleigh.
Raleigh? Where are you calling from,
yeah.
Raleigh?
Superior, Wisconsin.
Superior, Wisconsin. Welcome to the show.
Thanks.
Hey, can you sing?
My first time.
Can you...
No, I can't sing. I'm actually at the baseball game right now.
Who's winning?
I'm watching a baseball game right now listening to you guys.
Who's winning?
Right now the Duluth Huskies are winning right now.
So you're watching the ball game and listening to us on the radio. Now there you go.
Of course. I like grills. I like barbecues. I like food.
Well,
and
I
like
wish you could...
barbecue sauce. That's my favorite. You know.
Hey,
ain't nothing wrong with that. Yeah, we wish you could sing, because our guest who was supposed to be on tonight was coming on and sings. But if you can't sing, can you play the banjo or the spoons or something?
No, I'm too far north to do that.
Can you beatbox?
No, I can't beatbox either. No, I'm not good at that. I'm sorry, I'm not good at music at all.
Well, Raleigh, thanks for calling in, and tell us back later. Tell us who won the game.
It's bottom of the ninth right now, or top of the ninth right now.
And what's the score?
It just got over 2-1. The Huskies just won.
Well, there you go. Hey, we just made news.
Do I get a coffee mug? Like, you know, I follow this on Twitter.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Since you asked so nicely, why not? I tell you what, send me your address. Just send it to my email address, brilliantideas@earthlink.net.
Okay.
And I'll send you a mug.
Is this Frank, by the way?
Yes, it is.
This is Raleigh, Frozen Tundra 52.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, hey, Frozen Tundra.
Yes, I know who it is.
Yeah. That's me.
Yeah, well,
I figured I'd call and harass you tonight.
You know, you're doing a good job. I would talk about your balls, but I won't do that on radio.
Yeah. They're so hot.
Hey, no, send me your address and I'll send you a mug.
All right.
Well, thank you for calling. And I'm gonna let you go unless you can sing.
All right. I can't sing, but we got some Barry Manilow going right now, I think, or whatever his name is. You say Sweet Caroline. You want to do that?
There you go.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, y'all ready? All right, here we go. Sweet Caroline.
Bum,
that's
bum,
all I know.
Bum.
That's all I know. All right, I'll let you go.
All
so
right,
have a real
you.
Guest.
Send me your address. I'll send you a mug.
All right, is there a show tomorrow?
Yes, we'll do a show tomorrow morning. Hey, if anybody calls in, we'll be doing a show tomorrow morning at 8:30.
Okay.
That's West Coast time, not East Coast time.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's 10:30 for me.
All right. Well, there you go. Hey, we can make a show out of anything, can't we?
We can. We sure can.
Well, you know what? I'm going to play the girl's song. What the heck? I need a break anyway. Her name is Jocelyn Skye. She's got some pretty interesting music. And let's see. What song do I want? Let's make a change. That's what the name of her song is, called Make a Change. I'm going to play Jocelyn Skye, Make a Change, and then we'll come back and shoot the breeze for another 5 or 6 minutes. And anybody else wants to call in just for the heck of it to say hello, call in because the lines are all open. But this is Jocelyn Skye, the talent we were supposed to have on the show tonight, and her song, Make a Change.
Industry Ready Production, PSBeats.com. Make your purchase now. Yeah.
does it reach expectations of others' looks? Where's makeup? For one compliment to feel good, no one cares. They don't even realize how long it was to do her hair. What's the point for us to fit in if you have to be cruel to someone else for them? This whole world wouldn't have problems if they saw us for who we am. So keep your thinking, and it brings you hurt. They kill themselves thinking it's over. But is it their fault? So stop thinking of what others think of you. Wonder why we complain. But that boy's life would have been sacrificed if you would have given him a lot of day. And that girl maybe would have been alive if you could have seen the beauty in her face. And don't tell me these people aren't meant for life, cause we're brought here for a chance, not just by our parents but God himself. He created this for life.
Yeah, I'm going to have to interject. Was there subliminal commercials in that song?
I guess so.
I kept hearing www dot blah, blah, blah. I couldn't make it out. I'm like, is it a subliminal message coming through?
I got that file, and I hadn't listened to the whole song. And I'm like, at first I thought I hit two buttons at the same time. But no, that was the song. I was out of breath. I'm over here doing jumping jacks to the song. So it's like...
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it's called Make a Change, but there's some kind of subliminal stuff going on in the background. She's got some interesting music. I don't know what you call that. It's kind of like a pop.
Yeah, kind of like pop. I mean, I do that with my voiceovers, like the commercials you hear.
Right.
What I normally do is I add a third track, like what probably maybe that guy was doing, the studio guy.
Right.
And put, like, you know, and then I'm like, well, when you pay me, then I'll take that track out. As soon as the good old PayPal account, you know, blah, 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 and I'll take it out. But maybe the guy, maybe the studio guy forgot to pull it out, or maybe that was part of the song. But I was like, huh, what's going on over here?
Yeah, I'm going to go back and listen to that myself, because like two tracks playing at the same time. But that's what I got. I've had a hard time getting files the last few weeks from some folks, and I have learned more about MP3 and WMA and ABC and LMNOP and all kinds of files that I never knew.
Yeah, like that file you sent me, you're like, can you turn this into MP3? I'm like, my recording software won't even load it. What the hell is this? Is this sent from a UFO? What's going on?
Some of our music friends need to figure out how to convert their music over to MP3. You'll get somebody up and he'll say, I got this cassette tape of me singing this song. Can y'all convert it and play it on your radio show?
Yeah, I mean, if I had a cassette deck, I could plug it into my board, but I don't have a cassette deck. I'd have to look on Craigslist where I find my women, so I'd probably be missing buttons.
Well, anyway, that was Jocelyn Sky, and I guess she's not going to call in. I will mention tomorrow, since Raleigh brought it up, we are going to have a show tomorrow, 8:30 a.m.
Yeah, I read the lineup, man. The show's action-packed.
Yeah, we're going to have all kinds of things. We got our buddy Chef Scott Pearson coming on, and he's got a new job over in L.A. He's the head honcho chef at Artisan. I think it's called Artisan House or Artisan Restaurant. He's going to be coming on. And then there's a party going on in Annapolis, Maryland, and there's a whole bunch of Facebook foodie friends that are going to be swapping food and God knows what else, but they're having a big party, so they've invited us to come to the party and interview some of the folks that's going to be there. I don't know, there's probably going to be a couple dozen folks, so I don't know what's going to happen there. And then Chip Wilton, remember Chip Wilton, the guy who couldn't get on because we had technical difficulties?
Right.
Well, he's coming on. He's a guy from New Orleans who does some really cool songs, kind of a bluesy sound, and he's got some songs actually they sent to me that are all about food. So it'll be a pretty slam-packed show, and got a lot of good guests. And actually, the next few weeks we've got, wow, I mean, the board is full. We've got a whole bunch of neat people coming on, and everybody, we do appreciate all your support. The last two shows have broken records, by the way. We've had more listeners the last two shows. Actually, we had more listeners the last two shows than we had the last 2 months. So it's things are picking up here at Grillion Ideas Radio and Grills Gone Wild. So thank you, everybody, for your support and passing the word around. And also thank you to the sponsors. And
yes,
we've actually pretty much we've blown through 45 minutes without a guest. So I guess we did okay.
Well, I wanted to mention, remember I was a quick little story. Remember I was telling you about the restaurant I went to, and I thought it was a barbecue joint, but it was a gastro pub.
Yeah.
Well, they just posted this cocktail on their Facebook page, and it's kind of interesting. You want to hear it?
Sure. Why not? We got 2 minutes and 32 seconds.
It's Sandia Con Chili. Apparently, it's Hangar One Chipotle Vodka, Watermelon Consomme, and Fresh Lime, and it looks pretty tasty.
Huh.
Yeah. Chipotle vodka.
Is it shaken or stirred?
I don't know, but it looks good. It's making me thirsty.
Yeah, and speaking of cocktails, it's time for me to have some. I drank a couple of beers before the show, could you tell? But it's time for cocktails now.
Yes.
Well, we appreciate everybody listening, and join us tomorrow morning at 8:30 for our normal show. I guess you call it normal. I'm not sure you and I have a normal show, but join us tomorrow morning. And I'm going to close out with another one of Jocelyn Sky's songs. Even though she didn't call in, let's play her music. The song is called Set Me on Fire. Everybody, go set something on fire like a barbecue over the weekend, and join us tomorrow morning. And goodbye, Mr. Crispy.
All right, I'll see you tomorrow morning for the action-packed Grillion Ideas Radio.
All right.
Yeah. I mean, I understand you got your feelings involved.
I understand.
And I mean, it's kind of hard for me to explain to you, but... Open up a window so you cool a breeze. about to go fishing. I mean, you don't really listen because I told you before. Uh-huh. Like my man Main Source looking at the front door. You can't accept it. It is what it is. Uh-huh. I'm not trying to get married. I'm not trying to have kids. And right there go the bus stop. This train's about to leave. Getting off at the next stop.
You